Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Looks as if a successful detective has to be a jack of all trades, for we now find Cy and Elmer engaged in the pastime of building and operating strange contrivances. In fact, the boys have not been able to give any time to first-class mystery detecting since they found a lost baby and dog in a clothes basket on the front porch of the widow's boarding house. We find the rural Sherlock and Watson out in the backyard at the boarding house, and there is a piece of string or clothesline reaching from the back door to the barn. And there is a cowbell tied to one end of it. What is this strange device that Elmer is now building? Listen.
Uh-huh. There you are, Si. Ain't that swell?
I never heard of such a thing, Elmer.
It don't make no difference what you ever heard. It's a blame good idea, Si.
There's the widow waving at us through the window. I wonder what she wants.
She wants to know if we're all ready to try out their signal yet.
Oh.
I told her to try ringing it from the house as soon as it was finished. Now, just watch this, Si. I'll wave my hand to her like this, see? Just like that. Now, she's going over to the door now, see? Now, just a second.
Yes, sir. The widow can stand at the back door and ring that cowbell fine. But what's it good for, Elmer?
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait till I wave at the widow. It's all right. There now. She's going back to Arnon, see?
Yeah.
Now, Si, you know darn well we can't get nothing done at the house for the phone ringing all the time with people the lost kids.
Yeah, I know that. And nobody that's called up so far has been the right one.
That's right. That's why I put this cowbell up here in the yard. That's why I run that string to the back door.
Yeah, but, Elmer, that string and the cowbell... ain't it going to keep folks from calling up about lost babies, is it?
Certainly it won't keep them from calling up, you darn fool.
Who is?
You are.
Oh.
But it's going to save us from answering that phone. We can't do nothing else than answer that phone all the time.
It's a shame we couldn't work in our office anyhow. Somebody might walk in there and want to hire us on a good detecting case.
Yes, I know. We tried staying in that office, didn't we?
Yeah.
And the phone rung every 5 minutes for some woman had lost a kid. But never for the one we got. We can't even walk down the street anymore for folks are hollering us about, how's the baby?
Yeah, but we can't hear the telephone out here at all, Elmer. What'll we do if the folks that really does own this little baby calls us up?
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. How many times I got to explain that to you, Si?
You got to explain it till I understand it.
Well, that'll be a long time.
Oh,
now, we tried once more. The widow is going to take care of the baby and answer the phone for us. You got that much?
I got that, yeah.
Yeah. And when anybody calls up about a lost baby, she'll find out if it's the one we got. You got that?
Yeah, I got that,
man. Yeah. And if it ain't, she just rings this cowbell by that string to the porch.
Oh.
Well, then we know it's just another false alarm.
Well, there it is now, Elmer. That was the bell ringing.
Yes, I heard it ring, but it weren't about the baby we got.
Oh, how can you tell, Elmer? The cowbell just rung, that's all.
All right, now look. The widow and me got it fixed up, Si, that if there's somebody calling up about a kid that ain't nothing like the one we got, she's going to ring that bell good and hard, but just one time. You hear?
Yeah, I hear.
But if it's the baby we got, then she's going to ring it three times. So we can run in the house and get on the telephone.
Yeah. That's pretty slick, Elmer.
Bet your life is slick. Thought I'd do it all by myself.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's sure saves us from answering all them silly telephone calls.
That's right.
Yeah, like that one lady said she'd lost a baby, 16 years old.
Yes, and a fella that wanted to know if we'd found his pig.
Yeah.
That's your fault, anyway, for putting the ad in the wrong place in the paper.
I never put it in the paper.
It is so.
Elmer, I told a girl at the newspaper office to put the advertisement where everybody'd be sure to see it.
Yes, and she put it in department store ad for kids' toys. And now everybody thinks it's a joke. Yes, I do. Never hear so darn many phone calls in one office in my life.
Oh, there it is again, Elmer. I didn't think there was that many kids in Pumpkin County.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Now, let alone if they'd all get lost at one time.
Yes, I'm beginning to wonder if everybody else in the world but you and me ain't lost right now, sir.
Yeah, I guess they are, Elmer.
Yeah, and maybe you ain't none too sure where you are neither.
This is going to be a right cute little doghouse when we get it done, ain't it, Elmer?
You mean if we get it done. You've got to learn to hit the nail, si, instead of your finger all the time.
Well, anyhow, I never tried to saw through a nail.
Eh, what? Well, that's because you held the board crooked for me.
Elmer, that cowbell is going to be wore out for very long.
Yes, yeah, certainly will if some folks don't find the kids.
Elmer, I hit my finger again.
Yes, a buddy's got old, weak eyes like yours. Ain't got no business trying to drive nails. Now, pay attention to me and I'll show you how. There you are. How's that, huh? How's that now? There. That's
something. That's pretty slick, Elmer.
Bet you.
Yes, sir, that's mighty good. That little doghouse will soon be done, won't it?
Yes, sir, and that doggone dog bitty like it, too, I'm telling you.
I reckon we're going to keep him, ain't we, Elmer?
Yes, sir.
You know, he's got to have a nice little house to live in.
Bitchy.
But what I can't see is why the widder won't let us keep him up there in our room, right in the house.
I can't see it neither. She lets you stay in there.
Oh, now, Elmer, I ain't nothing like that dog.
Bitchy life, he ain't nothing like that dog. That dog's smart. Yeah? He's got good eyes. What's more, his stomach don't ache all the time, and he don't sleep all day long.
Oh, here's that cowbell again. I'm a-getting awful jittery.
Yes, you and that pup's always got a jitters. Between the two of you, I don't get no rest at all.
You reckon it is all right to shut him up in the barn, Elmer?
Certainly it's all right. I got to get this doghouse built. It's enough to have you in my way without having that pup swallowing all the nails on me.
And we got to find a name for that dog, Elmer.
I named him, didn't I?
Yeah.
Named him four times.
Yeah, I know it.
You wouldn't have none of the names.
Yeah, of course I wouldn't.
Yeah, now. Stomach was a good name. Yes, it was. So was indigestion.
Terrible.
And it was not. And the two he has his best to is rheumatism and miserable.
Now, you know them ain't real names, Elmer.
Aren't you?
There's no such a thing, Elmer Peabody, Esquire. You was doing that just to plague me. Now, we got to get that nice little dog a real good name.
Well, how about calling him... That's it. That's it, si. We call him Cowbell. Yes, sir. I'll go to the barn and get him. We'll put the name on him right now. That's a darn good name for a noisy pup. Cowbell.
Now, Elmer, this ain't no time for joking. Every time that bell rings, some poor little kid is lost. Or else somebody's playing another joke on us.
Yes, and I'll bet the widow's getting plenty mad answering that phone, too.
Elmer, that bell is just ringing all the time.
Certainly is. Reminds me of them things you had out to carnival grounds.
What things, Elmer? They never had nothing like that out there.
Did so?
They did not.
Well, they did
Elmer.
So.
Elmer, I never heard a cowbell on the carnival grounds.
Well, you can't hear so good anyway. You're always crying and moaning about your ears.
Don't be fighting with me all the
time. I ain't fighting with you. Now listen. Don't you remember that game where we tossed them baseballs at them doll babies?
Yeah.
Remember? And the bell rung every time we hit one?
Yeah.
Well, it's just the same thing, only it's lost babies instead of hit babies. There you are, si. One baby, one bell.
I think it's awful for you to talk like that, Henry.
Oh, I'm plagued enough to talk anywhere like. Never seen no two-headed fellas in the world that could get as much trouble as us.
Yeah, mostly me.
Yes, here we are with a lost baby that is staying lost and a dog without no name. We got to build a house for her.
I know all that, Elmer, but the little dog is cute.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Maybe we can keep the baby.
He looks like we'll have to keep him.
That cowbell is just upsetting my ears something awful.
We can never mind your ears. Get busy on this doghouse.
Now, I reckon I'd better go into the house, Elmer. I got to take some more of them newfangled pills I got.
Yes, you want to go in there and spark the widder, that's all. Well, but you ain't going, si. Now get your skinny leg in that board and hold it while they're driving them nails. Come on, get it up again, dear.
Get
it up again, dear. Hold it now.
Dadgummit, will you wait a minute? Elmer, now watch out. Watch out for that hammer.
Ain't you watching me? I'm watching the hammer.
You're putting them in there nice and straight, Elmer.
Bet you like.
Yes, sir. This is going to make a cute little doghouse, Elmer.
Yes, we can only get a little cowbell to stay in her.
Elmer, you can't call that nice little dog cowbell.
Really did it.
Cowbell don't sound nice.
Well, now, what's wrong with the way that sounded?
Oh, I don't mean that, Skitter Blidget. I mean a calling the dog a cowbell.
Si, will you hold still? What are you wiggling around about? Hold still now.
I'm a-getting awful weak inside, Elmer. Like I was a-going to faint.
Well, don't you dare faint now.
Hey, something wrong, Elmer. Them cowbells getting too close together.
Yes, they are happening kind of fast, Si. Maybe that's a signal for our phone call about the baby.
I bet that's it, Elmer.
Oh, I guess not. But now, look, the next time it rings, you better keep quiet and count on me, hear me?
Oh, I'm a-getting nervouser.
Well, you might as well quit it, because if you faint now, I'm going to stick your head in the watering trough till you wake up. You hear me? Quiet now, Si. Quiet. That's two of them. There it is, Si. There it is. That's the signal. Somebody calling about our own lost and found baby. Three times for our lost kid.
Yeah, three times lost kid. What do we do now, Elmer?
We run for the telephone, of course. Come on, Si, come on.
Oh, sketch it, Elmer. I can't run. Oh, I'm stuck here. You nailed the leg of my pants up in the doghouse. Elmer, I'm nailed to the doghouse.
Well, my goodness gracious. Bring the doghouse with you, then. We got to answer that phone. Come on, Si. Come on. Tear them pants loose from there, will you? Come on, Si. Hurry up. Hurry.
Poor old Si may not have been in the doghouse, but he was certainly fastened to it. Will this telephone call prove to be from the parents of the baby? Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.